Hi, Anne Ribley here, and I'm going to share the Monday mantra with you. My generous heart glows. Declare your day with the generous heart that is already natural to you. Today, don't hold back. Let your natural glow of spirit radiate a magnanimous energy field of beautiful and miraculous possibilities for you. Honor your day. Honor your glow. Be your generous heart all day in all ways. And with your hand over your heart, I invite you to breathe in and out and repeat, my generous heart glows. Your day will build into a radiant week. Now, I want to share the significance that this mantra came to me. It washed over me as I had heard the news of Wayne Dyer's passing. I felt my heart flutter. I mean, I literally felt it on a physiological level when I had heard the news. He was someone who had deep significance to me. And I want you to know that many of you, we are connected. Our paths have connected because of Wayne Dyer. When I began sharing how to do the spiritual practice of the moon rituals on a bigger level, I'd made the choice that I was going to share heart to heart as if I was talking to a friend. And many of you, I consider you my beautiful friends on this journey now. And I decided that I was going to start with sharing first. And I went on Facebook with those people who were already fans of Wayne Dyer, fans of Eckhart Tolle. That was my two criteria, because those were two people that were important and powerfully shifting in my heart. And when I went through a major life configuration and change, now understand, Wayne Dyer's book, Erroneous Zones, came out in 1976. My parents talked about Wayne Dyer. He was from the area that I originally grew up around. So I had heard pretty much about Wayne Dyer basically much of my life growing up. And especially since my parents were definitely part of the spiritual and self-improvement movement. But it wasn't until around 2005 and 2006, and that's also the same time that Wayne Dyer talks about where his work truly went deeper. And where I reached to that material, and I was able to, when the Tao Ching, he translated that, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change, the power of intention, excuses be gone. When those pieces came out, it had such a transforming effect on me. And not only that, at that time, he was helping me connect and anchor to what I already knew was true in my heart. And a lot of things had happened in my life that were what I call noise and clutter. And I kept finding my way to reconnect to what I knew to be true for myself. And he was a source of inspiration, and the generosity that his heart gave of such glowing trust in life, such cleansing action. It truly helped me find that place again. And what was really interesting is that as I was going through these changes, I had listened to every single Hay House archived radio show that he had at that point. And we're talking hundreds of hours that I had listened to. And what I found is, because it's natural to me to really see patterns and themes easy, is that I found a comfort as I was listening to him more and more, because no matter who called in his show and no matter what their question was, I started to see the pattern of how he would return people back to that natural grace and place within themselves and trusting life again. And the simplicity of that return and the simplicity of that message. And the exemplified example of such generosity. And when I say generosity, it was this generosity of spirit, of wrapping around life and believing in life and believing in our possibilities. And it was so much of what my soul knew to be true and was so thirsty for. And so one of the shifting radio episodes that I had listened to, because Wayne Dyer has 8 children and 7 of them are daughters, is when he was talking to somebody who had called in, and he had said, it's really about this self-respect that he wanted all of his daughters to have for themselves and in their lives. And he said that I teach all of my daughters that they have a seat at that round table of life, that no one is sitting at the head of that table in charge of them in their lives. And for me, based on the configuration of where I was and the shifting of my surrounding powers and the way it was and going through my divorce, I remember that having such a profound effect of like, yes, I'm going to take my seat at this round table and allow myself to be heard and allow my wishes and my aspirations to be part of the conversation of life. And so it was after, you know, all of those hours of listening to Wayne Dyer and helping me just return back to that place that was already in my knowing. And he was doing the PBS taping of Excuses Be Gone. And it was interesting, as I was there present for that live taping of the PBS special. And it came as no surprise that the camera panned in and zoomed in a lot of me sitting there, and, you know, close up of me sitting there present to that PBS taping. And it came as no surprise, because to me I was truly in rapport and resonating and very much into the strength of the message and the fact that I had listened to him for, at that point, over probably 300 hours worth. It spoke to the fact that we will bring it into reality, that which is so saturated into our consciousness. And because at that time, just his messaging and his life example was just so saturated in my consciousness, and seeing that out of all the people that were there at that PBS taping, is that I was one of the people. And I even made that minute and a half reel that Hay House put out as a promo for it. It was just confirmation of how much our consciousness and what is circulating in it truly is attracting and resonating and rapporting and reciprocating back into our world. And so, with complete honor and tribute to Wayne Dyer's life, and there's so much more I could say, this mantra is a statement to a man who truly lived, "My generous heart glows." So today, on this moment in time, as this message reaches you, hand over your heart and repeat, "My generous heart glows." And may you always know the beauty and the radiance of your spirit. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.